Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We all start out as, well, we're newbies, but eventually we acquire some know-how. We all do. Here now to share what she's learned, her know-how, about standing up to your competition, is Cindy Summer. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Summer Salvage. Cindy, how can we outshine our competition in customer service? What are some of the things you do?
When it comes to customer service, I just pretend like I'm Nordstrom's, like I'm the finest department store that has ever come to town. And even though I am, you know, I'm small as far as my sales go, I want my customer to be treated just like I want to be treated. Questions, returns, I'm happy to take care of them. If they have a problem, I'm happy to take care of them.
No matter for what reason?
Yeah, no matter for what reason. It's best to kill them with kindness, even if they should be up to no good. You know, we just move forward, and it's business, and you just got to go with it.
And, you know, I noticed that if you buy something, like, off of eBay, like Bed Bath & Beyond, for instance, and you have to take it back, they always do ask you why, but they don't care. In other words, they say, may I please ask why you're bringing this back, is what they're saying to us. And we say, wrong color.
Right.
And
I was feeling weird that day, and I felt like getting that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try not to take it personal, and I sort of make it into a little bit of a game for myself. So when I take that return back, I try to sell it for more money, and I usually do.
What can we do to stand up to our competition in our listing descriptions?
Well, I like to keep my descriptions as short and sweet and concise as I possibly can. I try to give as much information as I can up in the details and in the condition box, because a lot of sellers are on the mobile now and they don't really even see those descriptions down below. But what I just, you know, most of my stuff is going to be in clothing, and it's mostly vintage clothing, so it is all very unique. And I just try to make it simple for them, small, medium, large, extra large, plus size, in modern day. You know, I'm going to interpret that by my measurements. And like I say, if there's any kind of a flaw, I definitely, you know, I don't want to oversell. I want them to know what they're getting, just exactly what they're getting.
Sure, that cuts down on returns and all.
Yes.
And unhappy customers. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Cindy Summers. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Summer Salvage. So, Griff, the next question is favorite of yours.
I mean, I love hearing somebody say that they want to emulate Nordstrom's. I've been saying this for years. And I don't know, Cindy, when you say this to people, I don't know if you get the same sort of pushback. I've heard sellers say, well, I'm too small to do that. I'm too small. I can't afford to be like Nordstrom's.
They may stay small then.
That's a great response. Thank you.
Yeah, you can lead a horse to water. And everybody has their own methods they feel comfortable with. But, I don't want to make somebody feel bad. I when I shop for clothes, I never try anything on. I take them home, and I try them on at home. And a lot of times, I'll just keep them and sell them on eBay because I forget to take them back. But, I just want to make a return. It's nothing dishonest. It's just the way it is. You know?
Yeah, I'm kind of like you that way. I appreciate that you emulate to be the best. Give us a photography tip, if you would.
Yeah, she's got some pretty good pictures here.
Photography can really help us stand out, and you're doing a great job at this. What tip?
Well, I've only been doing this seriously since 2012, and under your tutelage and Jason Smith, who, you know, taught me everything I know as far as photos go. You know, he really got on my case in the beginning about how crappy my photos were, and I just, you know, kept on working on it. I do most of my photos with an iPad because it just is the easiest with that square picture. And I do have, you know, a basic lighting set, a basic backdrop that's really just sheets in a very hoarded back bedroom. So, you know,
but it's working for you. It works.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I always feel like I could improve there. But again, I just want to really, I want the photo to tell them everything they really need to know.
Absolutely.
And then if they have, you know, further questions, they can look in my description or they can ask me. But even if there's, because I do sell vintage, there's going to be flaws, there's going to be a pull of a thread or whatever. As long as they know, hey, that's okay. That's the only way I'm ever going to get that dress from 1965, you know?
Yeah.
Then that's the way to do it. And I think that also having great photos will also protect you as a seller, too.
Well, it does. It eliminates it lessens the risk of a misunderstanding about what it is the person's looking at.
Yes.
Well, terrific. I just bought something from you.
What did
but
you
for
buy?
Some reason, it says your payment is still processing. I don't
well,
know. It's taking kind of a...
Because your credit card was declined.
No way, Jose, babe. I'm using a debit card.
Your debit card
I'd be
was declined.
In real bad shape.
Yeah, your photos are terrific. I'm looking at them.
They
and
are.
They're good. Some of them are a little quirky. I like that. But they're good. They're very good.
Well, good. I'm glad. Well, I only get better, and there is inventory, I think, probably from when I first started, you know? So I've tried to get my inventory up. That's, you know, taken me years to get it up to my hoard or my inventory, whatever you want to call it. But so I do have pictures from, you know, even 2 years ago. I'm trying to re-photograph some of those things because obviously I don't need to keep inventory for that long. But I am a listed and forget it kind of a girl. It really doesn't cost me anything to relist, and my customer will show up one of these days.
So I bought the picture that looks like a chili pepper.
Oh, you did?
A red bell pepper, tomato, creamer, hand-painted thing. The little hand-painted creamer.
I got to buy some. If you're going to buy some, I got to buy some.
Made in Japan. And the reason I bought this, let me tell you, this is a secret now for people in California who are dealing with the water drought. And we don't want to have so many things in our garden that we have to plant. So I'm putting... that we have to water. So I'm putting colorful things in there with one little plant in it, maybe. And this little creamer will go on a little shelf I have outside.
Very nice.
So I bought that.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to part with it.
It's too late, honey. I bought the thing.
Oh, I wish this was my size. There's a vintage Sears Maude deep plunge nightgown lingerie.
Oh, that would be perfect.
It would be, and I think my décolletage would look good in that.
It would look great on
but
that.
But it's a medium. It's not a plus size.
And
for
your
us
hairy
big girls.
Chest. Your
well,
chestis.
My chestis is
plus for myself.
Oh, that's not fair. Big girls should share our wardrobe.
Exactly.
Well, I do have a crate of caftans soon to be listed.
Caftans.
Well, what is
the saving grace of every big girl on the planet?
What's your tip on sourcing products that will stand up to your competition?
Well, sourcing wise, we have cultivated some excellent relationships with our local estate sailors that sell our type of inventory.
Uh-huh.
I live in Southern California, so I'm very close to Fullerton and Garden Grove and fun little towns that, you know, have great mid-century neighborhoods and hospitals with doctors' wives from the 50s and 60s. And so the assistance leagues and the estate sales, we have really made some great relationships with them. Some of our estate sale people, they will save inventory for us, and they will give it to us for just about nothing. And we bring donuts. We will bring them cocktails, whatever it takes to make them happy and make them love us.
This is true, I can tell.
You ever take trips into Hollywood?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know why. Because those resale shops in Hollywood... Oh, my. Some of them have some really hot stuff in it.
Don't they?
Actresses. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can get some real finds there.
Purses, gowns, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And you know what? It really helps when you adore your inventory or does it. I don't know. But it helps when you are passionate about what your inventory is.
I really believe that's a plus. I think that's really, I know people who don't feel that way that do okay, but I think it really helps.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it makes me happy and it makes me excited to do my job every day. You know, there's always something interesting and exciting, and I love the research of it. It's just fun. It's really rewarding too,
isn't it? When you put something up there and you really love it and adore it,
yes.
And then somebody buys it, it gives you...
And then you miss it terribly.
It gives you validation. I knew that was an important necklace. Yeah.
Well, see, and then, you know, when I sell these sizes that I could never fit into anyways, people look at me and they're like, oh, you think you're going to fit into that dress? But, you know, I love it. It's great. Oh, yeah, I am.
Does that happen to you? That happens to me at the Savers and the thrift stores. They see me buying a small shirt and they look. Yes. One person looked at me and said, planning to fit into this someday?
Well, I'll say, oh, I'm getting the girls' prom dresses.
Caitlin.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's an inner Caitlin inside all of us just waiting to be on the cover of, what was she on the cover of? Vogue? No.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love to sell to Caitlin also.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what can we sell to Caitlin?
Just about anything.
Yes.
Yeah. What's her size?
Big. I got on Pretty the nose. Big. But she looks better than all the Kardashian women, so.
I think we're in trouble in the tabloids
any minute there. Cindy, thank you.
Cindy, it's always a pleasure. Thanks. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, call us at 888-723-4630. We love to hear from you. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail, historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.